previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Connell Cruz and Unbelievable on Algoa FM Breakfast with the Black Eyed Peas. Let's get it started. 7:41 now, amidst all the tragedy and the challenges that we've had during the course of the weekend into yesterday and today, we're able to bring you some good news this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast. Back in the studio, and a good friend of Algoa FM and Algoa FM Breakfast is Volkswagen Africa chairperson and MD Martina Bean. Good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning again. Very happy to be here.
That's not what you said when you walked in. Yeah, Martina. I don't know how good a friend Martina is. She walks in and she goes, "Oh, you again."
We're friends.
Martina, no, it is lovely to see you again. Before we get to the good news, however, it would be remiss of us to not mention the flooding in Karicha and surrounds, Nelson Mandela Bay. Images obviously being shared all over the place of the extent of the damage. And the VW factory also not getting away unscathed. How bad was the damage to the Karicha plant?
Yeah, we are still evaluating what how big it is exactly. So Saturday night we had a flood wave. We don't really know where it came from. Well, we do some research. Most affected is the press shop. It's still not up and running because there is a big cellar or a big hole underneath the big presses. And that got flooded with 150,000 liters of water, and that's where all the hydraulics sit in. So we are kind of hoping to get the press shop up and running today or tomorrow, see how big the damage is. Also, body shop was a bit affected, so that has been cleaned out. Very slippery mud in the body shop yesterday. But that's fine now, a bit in assembly. The training center has been completely damaged in B plant, so that's kind of we remove or relocate the offices. And in engineering department, also some facilities have been destroyed. But so we'll know by end of today how big the damage really is, but hope to get the plant up and running again by tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, it sounds hectic, and I really hope that it's not too extensive. But also, you know, I mean, VW plays a massive role, not only the world over, Africa over, South Africa over, Eastern Cape over, Algoa Bay, Algoa country, but particularly to Karicha. A lot of, you know, your staff complement coming from the area, living in the area, and also having experienced some distress during the floods. Are there any collection points at VW? Is there any assistance coming from your side?
Yeah, I mean, as you're rightly saying, a lot of our staff living in that area have been affected very badly. And of course, we feel very sorry for that. As much as we look into the plant and keep it running, we also feel with the people and their families. We already started a collection. There's a collection point in A plant. We've got a big announcement made for the people to help bringing relief in terms of blankets, scarves, food, noodles, whatever is needed. And as Volkswagen Group, we are looking into a bigger donation, which we need to run through the board first, which happens hopefully today, so then I can confirm also a big relief tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get to the good news and why you are here on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. In a recent announcement, it was declared that Volkswagen Group Africa will invest, and this is a massive amount of money, 4 billion rand into its manufacturing plant in Karicha in the Eastern Cape. This is fantastic news. What does this mean for us?
Yeah, no, I'm very happy to be here and talk about it, because I remember when I was first here on the 3rd of November, I think it was, or the 2nd of November 2022, we were already like starting to pave the path and talking about it. And now at the very end, we managed after almost 1.5 years to secure that investment. So it's 4 billion rand. It is a third product into the Karicha plant. It's based on the same platform as the Polo, the current Polo we are building. That's why we can add that third product. So Polo will continue. We will continue. And from 2027 onwards, we'll have that small SUV, as we call it currently. Very nice looking car. We had some design snapshots yesterday with the team to get the excitement going. So I'm really looking forward to it. That is mainly really to secure the future of our plant in Carija, to secure the employment in Carija. Because if products are aging, as the Vivo and the Polo, we call it aging, the volume decrease. So you need to kind of either come up with something new, or you must then reduce. And that's what we don't want to do. So that's what that third product is for. And it's also very proud of, it's Africa for Africa. So it's in cooperation with Brazil, but we're going to Africanize it. And it's for South Africa, but of course also for the African continent as our new dream destination, if I can call it like that.
Martina, you mentioned the 4 billion rand investment into VW, but also the last time we chatted, you mentioned the 130 million rand generators. Unfortunate situation, whether you see it that way as well. I think it's important to remember, yes, that the investment reaffirms Volkswagen's commitment to South Africa in these really, really trying times.
No, see, we are here for the long haul. We are celebrating 75th anniversary in 2026, already starting to think of how the celebration should look like. We want to be there then the next 75 years as well. But 130 million rand in generators, because there is no guarantee for power supply for us here in the bay, unlike for our competitors in other destinations, which is highly uncompetitive, is not great. And it wasn't easy to tell the headquarter we must go and invest 4 billion with a 130 million just for power supply. So I could have built a school or create other jobs or do something meaningful with that, but I have to kind of secure my power supply. And that's not very competitive. That's not, putting us not in a very competitive way. We managed anyway, but I don't want anybody to rest now and think, oh, now Volkswagen has committed, now safe, let's not do anything about it. This is the wrong conclusion.
And we're sitting on this false sense of we have this power available to us, because we haven't had load shedding for quite some time now. However, you've still invested into the infrastructure to ensure that you are secure should it come back.
100%. So we are targeting this year a production record as well. So on top of the good news of 4 billion rand for the new product coming in 2027, we are from now on the sole manufacturer of Polo. So there is no plant in the world building Polo. So we are the only ones. And we also want to deliver on the trust we get. So we can't afford one day not running because of load shedding. So that's why we had to make sure that even if we don't have it now, haven't had it now for 60 days or 70 days, we can't afford one day or 2 days next year or this year.
I think if we could just table for your consideration, Martina, that we be the first to test out those new vehicles as friends, very close friends.
I'm just saying, there's many parking bays downstairs.
Yes, we could certainly try those out. And we are very responsible drivers, I do have to say. Martina, no, jokes aside, I mean, look, with the elections having taken place and with us now awaiting the kind of decisions around coalition and so on, you did kind of make a strong statement around not resting laurels and so on around your investment into infrastructure, 130 million into generators and so on. If you were to give a message to government or the municipality and so on, what would that be?
So, see, Eastern Cape is the automotive hub, I would say. And you still can see that in the numbers, and our brothers of Isuzu are also here, and the Ford engine plant is here. And we are having now, starting on Thursday, Friday, we've got the Nelson Mandela Bay Manufacturing Showcase organized by the Chamber to show the power of industry in the brand to attract in the Bay and to attract investment to the Bay. And we've got the Stellantis coming, we've got the Aspen, we've got us here. And I kind of, the Bay is not treated as if it is that valuable investment destination. So it doesn't matter who now is in power or comes in power. I would love to focus, have the focus more on us as the industries, because we are creating jobs. And I think job creation is probably the most important thing for the country to happen. So So to support job creation and to support the industries who do that.
Yeah, correct. Mm. Because ultimately, so many things spin off from there. Job creation means less crime. It means a better economy. So yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, Martina, thank you so much for visiting. Hopefully, the next time we see you, we'll have a car downstairs with a ribbon on the top of it. I don't know.
Do you know? Listen,
I want to come prior to 2027 back. So you'll see a first glimpse at the Volkswagen in Dubai in February next year.
Okay.
Awesome.
Exciting things coming. Thank you for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.